We are in the middle of the golden bull run. This could be the last opportunity for everybody to make life-changing gains before the world changes forever. By the end of this episode, you're going to understand exactly how we are looking to take advantage.
To maximize portfolio gains, you need to have access to all of it. Gold, silver, metals, crypto, stocks. In today's episode, we're going to show you the exact way and the easiest way to take advantage of this.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
We are in the middle of the golden bull run. There is a strong possibility this could be one of the last opportunities to make life-changing generational wealth before the world changes forever. Now, the strategy we are using to make sure that we do this is we want exposure not only to crypto, but to stocks, to gold, silver, and metals. And while this might seem very complicated, by the end of this episode, you're going to understand one of the only ways to do this and the easiest way to do this.
If you're only exposed to one asset class like crypto, then you're missing out on exposure to other hot assets like gold, silver, and metals. If you're only exposed to gold, silver, and metals, then you're also missing out on possible gains with like Tesla, Nvidia, other stocks that perform quite well. But then what's going to happen when crypto starts to rip again? Do you only want to be holding gold and silver when those sell off? No, you want to have a diverse portfolio. Mm-hmm. It can be complicated. It can be confusing. How do you get money into crypto and then back into stocks and vice versa? Mm-hmm. On today's episode, there is one simple way to do it all in one place.
For sure. Now, this is a hard lesson that I think we've both learned over the last little while. How nice would it have been to cash out all of our crypto at the October top and go all in on metals, right? Or go all in on certain stocks. But before what has all changed and we're about to explain to you, that would have been very clunky, right? So we had to sell all our crypto, get it into stable coins, withdraw the stable coins to cash to our bank account, transfer from our bank account to our stocks app and buy the stocks or buy the gold or silver, right? That could take hours or days, right? With, you know, withdrawing money. What we're looking for is one place to trade crypto, stocks, gold, metal, commodities, futures, all in one exchange or platform. And honestly, I think this is the biggest innovation that investing has seen in a very long time, and one of the biggest innovations we've seen in crypto and blockchain technology since we've been involved in this space. So what we're talking about today is, again, we said this is the easiest and the best way to take advantage of all sectors. Now, instead of doing that clunky process like I just told you, what we are doing, and this is what I am trading currently personally, there is one app where I can buy and sell my crypto, I can buy and sell on-chain tokenized stocks, and I can buy and sell on-chain tokenized metals like gold and silver, all within one app, all using my stablecoins, right? So I can buy and sell BitTensor Tau, and then I can use those stablecoins to buy a gold ETF or buy tokenized silver or buy tokenized Tesla, all in one app, all within seconds, and all using stablecoins. This is a game changer.
Yeah, look, if you're not using this platform, you're 100% going to miss some of the biggest life-changing opportunities that currently exist because you have Trump in power right now. And this guy moves around willy-nilly and says whatever he wants. And a lot of the times it happens after hours or before the market opens. So if you're using traditional finance methods of trading stocks, well, you're not going to be privy to trading after hours because that's typically reserved for institutional big investors, right? And you'll see sometimes that Trump will make a tweet. You know, for example, he released the private jobs data after hours and the market ripped, right? A whole bunch of stocks ripped. He did that a day before. Anybody who isn't using on-chain stocks, which allows you to trade a stock 24/7, was not able to capitalize on this move, mm-hmm. right? So if you're sitting on the sidelines doing traditional finance means, then it's like, fuck, you're sitting here and it's like you're watching everything rip after hours, 6-7%. You're like, how am I going to gain access to this? Well, you can do that using BitGet. You can jump on there and start trading on-chain stocks 24/7 and capitalize on these crazy moves.
That's why I am so incredibly bullish on this new technology, which was built by BitGet. Their universal exchange does exactly everything we just outlined. You can trade crypto, you can trade stocks, on-chain tokenized 24/7. They have access to gold, silver, nickel, copper, palladium, you name it. You can trade coffee futures, you can trade oil futures. TradFi, you can do foreign exchange. You can do every single thing you've ever wanted to do trading on BitGet. This is, again, the biggest innovation I've ever seen in investing in terms of one app giving retail investors unlimited access to every single asset. It's something that I'm now using every day in order to make sure that I am not missing out on capital rotation from one sector to the other. So if I see gold and silver ripping, I can take my profits on my BitGet Universal Exchange app and go directly into crypto, which will be next to rip. And then I can take that profit and go directly into on-chain stocks, which could be the next to explode. Are you getting the picture here? BitGet's Universal Exchange has changed the investing game forever.
Yeah, look, it's going to save you a ton of time and money. You don't have to pay fees, the settlement time. Like the way that narratives work nowadays and how quickly things change. Can you imagine having to transfer your money out of BitGet into fiat, then transfer it into your bank account, and then wait for the settlement to happen? By the time that's all said and done, that's 2 days. Mm-hmm. Then you're paying the whole way along doing that. And you're missing out on monumental gains. You know, gold has been up, 20% over the past 2 days.
Yep.
So you missed out on that whole time when you could have just made a swap there and then, paid very little fees, and capitalized on that move.
Yeah, I can almost guarantee most people watching this, most people investing, have like 3, 4, 5, 6 different investing apps. One for crypto, one for stocks, if you want exposure to metals. You no longer have to juggle all these different platforms and try to be transferring money from stables to fiat to this app to bank account. Forget about that. It's all over. Now you only need BitGet. So if you want to check out the BitGet Universal Exchange, check out the link in our description to get onto what we think is the most revolutionary investing platform to hit the market in quite some time.
All right, here's the bonus part of the episode. If you've made it this far, congratulations. We're going to outline some of the stocks and on-chain commodities that we are currently trading because the opportunity is there. We are personally buying these tokenized stocks. And there's a huge, backdrop right now in terms of what's happening with the US dollar, what Trump is doing, inflation, flight to safety, et cetera. So there's a real opportunity here. And so this is what we're doing. What is maybe one of the stocks that you're currently looking at or on-chain commodities?
For sure. So if you notice on socials lately, I've been posting a little bit more about precious metals. Now, what we're seeing in the world has a huge impact on what's happening. Look at gold. Gold is running parabolic. Silver is running parabolic. Now, if you're familiar with crypto, you'll know things like, Bitcoin runs, then Ethereum runs, then altcoins run. So I'm looking at gold running and I'm looking at silver running, and I'm starting to buy tokenized on-chain ETFs for miners for other commodities and metals. So one thing I've been doing on BitGet is I've been looking at something like the Nickel Miner ETF, which the ticker is, I think it's NKL on, Nickel on-chain. It's a Nickel Miner ETF. And another one I'm looking at is Copper on-chain, which is CPX on-chain or something like that. But why am I so bullish on nickel and copper? Well, they are precious metals that are needed for AI infrastructure. They are precious metals that have not ran nearly as much in gold and silver. And I think we are in the relatively early days of a multi-year metals bull market. You see China buying up as much gold and silver as they possibly can. You see countries around the world, they are now competing for gold and silver because, as Trump actually just tweeted the other day, whoever has the most gold when it comes to negotiations wins. That's why we're seeing so much buying pressure on gold. This is a once-in-a-generational setup for a multi-year metals bull market. And in a metals bull market, I want exposure to some of these smaller cap metals. So I'm looking at copper and nickel, and thank God that BitGet has access to tokenized stocks, copper and nickel.
Yeah, a few of the tokenized plays that I've jumped into have been the TQQQ, and that is 3X bull for the NASDAQ. Basically, if the NASDAQ goes up 1%, my TQQQ goes up 3%. So I think that the market is you know, if you go on the prediction markets, you know, they're expecting the market to reach all-time highs. Like, to go up to another 20% by the end of the year. So I'm like, look, if that's going to go, the market's going to go up another 20% by the end of the year, especially if Trump wants to, he keeps pointing the signs like, look, market's all-time high, market's all-time high with midterms. If it goes up 20%, I'm going to get 60% on my T-triple-Q, which is pretty big for, especially when you're investing, when you're investing with size.
Yeah, 100%.
Another thing I'm looking at is I think oil is going to make a big rebound because energy is going to be such a huge player when it comes to, you know, what they've done with Venezuela in terms of powering AI, et cetera. So I'm looking at the USO, which invests primarily in future contracts for light and sweet crude oil. Mm-hmm. So I've been looking at that. And then one of the stocks I've actually bought recently, it's down 90%, but it's Rivian. Mm-hmm. Basically, Amazon owns 14% of the company. They have a $5 billion committed by Volkswagen. And the key here is they are now rolling out their mass market models. And this is something that Tesla did back in 2018 before the stock ripped from $20 to $400. They're now having that Tesla 3 moment, rolling out their R2. To the mass market. And I think Rivian could be one of those stocks that has a massive rebound.
Yes, I have seen some buzz about Rivian on social media lately, so that could be one to watch. But yeah, I mean, the great thing about this is just how easy it is for us to have our stable coins parked on BitGet and then easily buy nickel on chain or copper on chain or buy Rivian on chain or US oil on chain, right? Again, like I talked about earlier in the episode, you used to have to withdraw that out of your bank account and then your stocks happen. It's just so clunky and terrible, right? It's 2026. It shouldn't be this hard. BitGet has now made it easy for us to have our hands, our paws in all markets at all times, and we can easily pivot, right? So if I have my nickel on chain and my copper on chain and they go on parabolic runs, I can easily sell that and get into crypto, which could be undervalued, right?
Yeah, then you can just buy Tau when it's dipped.
It's just, it's so easy. I think this is honestly, I'm shilling this so hard because I genuinely believe in it and I use it every single day. Like BitGet with their universal exchange, I think this could be the next big thing. I encourage if you're in this kind of industry, if you're doing this kind of stuff, check out the link in the description, man. You're not going to be disappointed by the universal exchange that BitGet just brought out.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. This is one of the best centralized exchanges I've ever used. You know, we used to use Binance and stuff, but they got kicked out of Canada. You know, Coinbase fees are outrageous. BitGet, man, it's solid platform.
100%.
If you guys like this content, make sure to tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.